And I'll count it down as I always do. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno, and are very excited when we do it. So excited.
Because that's Fresno.
This is the Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee, or vice versa. And with me is Mike C., podcast guru and master of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Yeah.
We all know that you listen to, if you're listening to this,
Fresno.
You're listening to the...
Sorry, you're listening, you're in Dorktown
yeah.
Network.
So, we're going to talk about, we've been on a hiatus a little bit because life.
You know, it happens, especially in flowing.
Life happens, and but
it's
we're
difficult.
Yeah. So we're here, there's been a lot of things, and we'll probably miss some of the big news that's happened, but we'll try to hit on some things and make sure we have fun doing it.
Number one story we missed. Chuck Chansey's done.
Oh, Chuck Chansey.
The Chuck Chansey drama. We've missed all the Chuck Chansey drama.
So,
from arm takeover to shutdown.
Yeah. So, for those who haven't been following...
Everybody knows.
Everyone, I think,
some degree.
There are warring factions of the tribe who... and when I say warring, I think... quite literally
seems pretty
one of
pretty
the factions stormed the casino and beat up some guards and they were looking for some sort of documents that were it's a weird story
show me some papers.
The documents were had been requested by the government to prove something about money, I think. And so the faction that's not in power wanted them because I think they think that the other faction is hiding something from the government and maybe they thought they were going to be destroyed or something. This is all really just me like pontificating here because I don't really I've read the stories but I still don't know. What I do know is that Chansey is closed down.
Yeah.
Possibly permanently.
Yeah.
1,400 employees out of work.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And Table Mountain having so much.
Oh,
so
my
much.
God. Table Mountain must be just raking.
I really wonder. Or Club One, you know, or Tachi probably.
Yeah.
Table Mountain, though, you think more just
Tachi,
because of proximity.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're, because they're like the OG.
Right.
And now everyone's like, I'm just going to go to Timon.
Yeah.
And that, now it comes out that Chick Chansey is like in $50 million in debt.
See, I don't even understand how that's possible.
See, this is weird because I heard, this is a while ago, I had heard from somebody in, not necessarily in the casino industry, but in the promotional industry for a production company.
Right.
Saying that Chick Chansey is like they're in the red, they're like in huge debt.
Don't work.
They're not paying people, and they're like and that Table Mountain was like fine. They're like making money, and that Chick Chansey is like just losing money left and right, and don't have any money. And I was like, really? I was like, that seems weird.
Yeah.
And then now here it's coming out that just what he was saying that
well they're not losing money technically.
Well, it's like, I mean, if they're 50 million in debt,
right? Well, but what I mean
they don't
is
know
like
what they're doing. I guess
that money is somebody has that money and has been using it and spending it. You know,
I don't. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, where is that gone? And it's like,
yeah, because it seems like
I mean that place is a big overhead
at a casino.
Yeah.
You could make $50 million in, I don't know, a weekend maybe, right? I mean.
That's what we think. I think in a Vegas one.
Oh.
I think we're not, like over overselling a local gaming casino, even though it's a really nice one. But
well, I know my mom gives them $20.
Yeah, come on.
Every few months.
That should keep them out of debt.
Actually, I think she goes to Table Mountain.
I don't think I've walked out of there with money.
I don't think I've ever walked in there. So that shows you.
I saw George Carlin play there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a shame.
Crappy theater.
It's a shame. It's probably not. I mean,
it's a shame for the people, especially the Chukchansi people that are getting
supported. Yeah.
But this is what's crazy is somebody had to have known, like, if they're $50 million in debt, wouldn't that other faction have known that just shut the hell up and just been like, hey, if you want to sit there and be responsible for that, go ahead. Just give me my cut of whatever you're supposed to pay me for, because I'm a Chukchansi Indian.
Well, see, and I think they were like kicking people off the rolls and all sorts of other stuff too.
I think
I think that's part of the problem. Who knows?
It's like, it feels like if a big hillbilly family had a casino, that's how they'd run it.
This is the thing. Look, here's the thing.
It's just like,
this is what we get.
No, this is
what we get for giving the Indians sovereignty. We should have just told them to shut up in the first place. Casino, shut up. It is too sad because it's always been like that's the thing that they have, you know?
Yep.
That like whatever we did to Indians in the past and whatever, this was sort of the reparations.
This is the one thing we could do.
Yeah, it was reparations. It was like, well, you know, we realized we were dicks, but if you want to be
our ancestors were dicks to your ancestors.
Right. But if you want to be on your land and have a casino, feel free.
Yeah. We'll at least let you make money off us. Right, we'll come and give you money and leave.
Which I always, I appreciated that about the casinos. Yeah. It was like, to me, it was like sort of funny.
Like Donald Trump.
Right.
I'm giving money to Donald Trump and one of his casinos. Right. I'm giving money to Indians,
Native Americans, right? So that happened.
Show we've
and,
ever
I know, right? Indigenous peoples, I believe, is
no, that was
so. And I think just yesterday, today, maybe even there was still some goings on and judges ruling and stuff. So who knows when we'll see the end of this this whole thing.
Get their stuff back together.
Well, if not, I mean, they have that place. The least they could do is move
run
some
the hotel.
Of the, yeah,
like open the hotel up at least.
I mean, and it would probably still do okay, right? Because it's on the way to Yosemite.
And
it's nice.
It's, you know, you're like a half hour outside the Yosemite gates, but it's still like approximately enough to stay there.
Sure.
It's a nice buffet. If you've ever gone, you've never been there. It's a nice. They got a nice buffet. Well, I like their buffet.
Right, but they can't keep the buffet.
Come on,
at that price. Without the casino.
Because I last time we went up to Bass Lake, and we just stopped there for lunch. The buffet.
Just hang out.
Walked into the buffet, had our lunch, walked out. Didn't do anything gambling or anything.
Yeah.
Which is probably why they're debting $50 million in debt.
maybe, but. Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. In the meantime, Table Mountain. It's always there for you.
Yeah, Table Mountain.
And
Table Mountain just keeps chugging along.
Yeah. And possibly new casino in my backyard, in my neighborhood.
Oh, wait. What?
If I can believe
I haven't heard about this.
Commercials I'm hearing on the radio.
What's this one?
It's one of those props. I don't know. Prop 48, 49. I just keep hearing the commercials that say, if you want to stop Indian tribal casinos in our neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods.
And I'm thinking, you'd have no idea I live.
They're trying to do one in Madera. Look like this might, if with Chukchansi not being there, this might streamline this. Uh-huh. But one out on Avenue 17 and 99.
Okay.
Just kind of. Right where the airport is in Madera, if you ever see where the airport turnoff is. Anyway, they have land that, like, I think it's the Mono tribe.
Okay.
Has land there, and they want to put a casino on there, and it's been going through the legal loop so far. So,
well, I think one of these propositions, I should have really read up a little more on my propositions.
Yeah, usually, dude, come on.
You know, the elections are coming up. Usually, I just go in the booth and I look at the thing like that day.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm smart enough to make a decision that way. So I think we can. You want to talk a little bit about the elections? Because there's been some.
Sure.
It's been a Oh, you're out of the loop
because
you live,
out of the man.
You live here in the
county. I just see the advertising for those. I guess it's controversial too. Yeah. Of like they depict four guys. In cowboy bandito and bandito outfits.
This is for the Central Unified school district, I think, and it was these guys. They're the four horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're bad banditos.
This whole election cycle
is no bueno for Central Unified.
At least in is that what it said?
I don't know. Sure.
At least it was funny because the one dude, the bandito guy, that had the poncho and the sombrero, he was an Indian and not a Native American, like from India.
Right. Oh, he was an Indian.
Right. Like from, but it reminded me of like you know in the old days. When they would have a movie and they needed someone to play a Native American,
yeah,
they would always just get a Mexican dude,
yeah,
or could never like actually just get
person
or and then to play a Mexican dude they would have a white guy,
right? Yeah, like,
and it just made no sense. So the Mexican dude could play an Indian, but could not play a Mexican dude.
Nope.
But a white guy could play. A Mexican, but not
and an Indian guy can play a Mexican.
No, Indian guys couldn't be in the movies.
No, get out of here.
Maybe that'd be great. An Indian guy could play a Mexican, but you can't play. Anyway, long story short,
the elections.
Oh, elections.
Get ready to vote, people.
Get ready to vote.
Don't see color when you vote.
Right.
That's the moral of this conversation.
Moral of this conversation. There's been some craziness in the judges. Election.
Oh,
Rachel Hill versus
Rachel Hill.
Lisa Gamoyan,
versus Lisa Gamoyan.
And it's just been
battle royale.
And what I think it is,
two women enter, Rachel, one woman leaves.
Rachel Hill is a liberal.
A liberal,
and that's what I've gotten out of all this is that. And
she's
Lisa,
a liberal judge. Do you want a liberal right. judge on voting for you?
And,
judging you?
Lisa Gamoyan.
Judging what you do?
I think prosecuted Marcus Wesson. I think that's what it comes down to.
She prosecuted Marcus Wesson to the fullest extent of the law.
I think that's what it comes down to. I really don't know.
Do you think this liberal judge would have done that? She would have let him walk free.
Walk away. Really? And that's what it all, like, those are, it's just.
And can we really trust a liberal?
We can't. But here's the thing. So this is what I was thinking the other day. So they're throwing it out as if, like, being a liberal judge like is I don't know whatever terrible, but then they're sort of touting Lisa Gamoyan as that she's been a prosecutor for all these years and has done all. And I'm thinking, do I want a prosecutor as a judge like sitting?
Yeah, I don't think so.
On the bench. Like I want
something like Fox, fair and balanced.
Right. I want someone. Yes, but no. I mean, to me, a judge should be. As like impartial in their thing. So to me, it's like all of you know whatever your personal feelings are aside, prove to me that you can do the job in a fair and balanced way. You know?
But that's kind of weird because usually the judges come from like the DA pool,
right?
And the DAs are just that's what they do all day is prosecute things. So that is kind of.
And I think Rachel Hill has also some sort of background therein. But I don't know. It's just been real back and forth, kind of backstabby. And it's crazy. Local politics, who knew?
Who knew?
Like, we knew to expect that from...
Orange, save orange.
Right. But not here in Fresno.
Right. We're high class.
Yeah. So that's happening, and people should go vote. Whatever. Oh, there's also Measure Z.
Yeah, man, Measure
Z. The zoo tax, which I assumed was like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You just say yes, because it's what, like,
yeah.
It's point zero.
Everybody enjoys it. It's a
cent on a $10 buy.
It's a non-party thing.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what party you should be on.
But then
you should.
I read a letter
to the
editor. In the Fresno Bee.
Yeah, I saw that.
That changed my mind.
What?
No, it didn't change.
Oh, okay.
But it did. And then I actually read in the Alliance, Community Alliance. Is mm-hmm. that the news?
It's still going around?
Yeah. It's at least online, I think. They had written a pretty in-depth piece, I think. Now, you know, I don't know enough about it to say that the information therein was completely accurate, and I feel as if it were accurate that people would be talking about it more in terms of the people would be like a little more outraged about how the money is being spent.
Yeah,
because what they're saying is like, oh, they're spending too much money and there's no oversight of the money that's being spent, et cetera, et cetera. And if it's a tax, then we need to have public oversight, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's basically their complaint is...
Blah, blah, blah.
Their complaint is...
It could be a legitimate
that
complaint.
That the very first guesstimate they had for... The safari, this big safari project
was
you know, whatever, $15 million. Yeah. And the end result ended up being like $48 million or something like that. So it's just like, they're just like, hey, you said it was going to be $15 million. Right. Now it's $48 million.
And the Sea Lion Cove.
And it's but just like, you know what? When has a first budget ever happened?
Right. Like that made,
every initial budget is always way under and always ends up being over. It's just that's just a classic thing that happens. Like, I don't see the Z. They can't use that money for something else.
Right.
There's no big CEO at the Fresno Chaffee that's sitting on an ivory tower, like, ha ha ha, Measure Z money.
Here's the thing.
Or is
according
there?
To the piece that I read in the Community Alliance, they made it seem as if there is some money that is being spent, some exorbitant salaries. But because the way that the organization that runs this thing is set up, they can't really figure out who those salaries are going to. What? And so this is one of the problems. I don't know. Mm. In my mind, having a zoo, a world-class zoo that's like really nice and is a great thing for the city.
Right.
You know, I went to visit St. Louis, and they have this great zoo, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
We might have talked about it
I think we did a little bit.
And it was a great experience to be in the city and go to the zoo and, like, have a really good time. That's the same sort of feeling that we should get from our own zoo, I would think.
Yeah.
So anything that
we could
do...
We could be St. Louis.
Right. True. Anything that we can do to help that, I think, is a good thing. Now, I don't know. Some people are like, well, is the money being spent right, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Like, in my mind, it's like, it's a 1 cent on a $10 purchase.
It's not, is it even that?
I think it's something like that.
Okay. So, it's like, you have no idea. Like, if you're sitting there, like, I'm going around all day with pennies in my pocket constantly. Like, if you're sitting there and you buy your lunch, and someone says, hey, do you have a penny for the zoo?
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, here's 10 pennies.
Right.
And like,
here's a nickel.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't even, that's just not even, it doesn't affect you at all. It hurts nobody.
Right.
And it's a huge help to our zoo.
It is a boot, yeah.
So, like, it's just like,
Well, and some people are complaining because of Roding Park.
Still. Yeah. I mean, that's done. Sorry, that's over. It's already a thing. So,
but I mean, I do feel like a zoo is a great thing to have.
And
some people also arguing because the animals.
Well, yeah, that's a separate argument.
Should let them roam free.
They may have a point with that. Right. I don't know. To me, it seems like you've got animals that have been in captivity all their lives, or they were injured and they can't live in the wild.
Right.
Seems like the zoo is a fine enough place for them, and better yet, to have a better exhibit for them to be more comfortable in.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, this is going to be a place that the better the zoo gets, the more comfortable the animals are.
And where else are you going to learn about sea lions?
Yep.
Like,
sea lions seem pretty freaking happy.
If you're a dude,
they're like the happiest ones there.
In the middle of Fresno, where are you going to,
It's the cat ones that seem like the least happy of the, whenever the zoo, it seems like.
Cats are never happy, though. I mean, it's just that's the way they are.
Unless you're stroking them or something.
Right.
Like, they're just...
Those freaking tiger cubs.
They seem pretty happy.
Seem pretty happy. Yeah, they're always, like, bounding around and crazy.
But that's a separate argument. The argument here is we're making a better environment for them. So they're there. Zoos exist.
And for us.
And I just like that Fresno can have something that draws people from around the valley.
Right.
Like, if I'm in Tulare, it's like, hey, let's go to Fresno and go to the zoo today.
They ain't got no zoo in Tulare.
Yeah. Let's go to the zoo for the day. Right. Modesto, I don't know if they have a zoo or not, but they don't have one that's as nice as Fresno. It's like, hey, if you're in Modesto, you're like, hey, let's go to the Fresno Zoo today. Let's do that. I mean, I like Fresno having a regional hub thing.
Right.
And just like the AAA, the Grizzlies, the Astros team, Astros team?
I do.
Grizzlies. And the zoo, stuff like that. That's what I like about Fresno. Being the shining light in the valley.
So, yes on Z.
Yes on Z. Easy, easy peasy.
There you go. It should have been easy, but we spent 10 minutes talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else? You're the keeper of the list, so I'm going to let you.
The keeper of the list. Let's get a little music going.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had any music for a while because we haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, I know. And so what we'll do is we'll reach back and play a band that is one of our favorites. And
classic.
It has been on, not on the show,
they've been on Dorktown.
They have been on Dorktown. But we've played them before. They've been the band of the episode. I'm talking, of course, about Strange Vine.
Strange Vine.
Me.
and there's some strange vine. So I think these guys, man, they continue to just do it.
Yeah, and they're out. They've been out. They were just in New York.
They're just in New York. They're out on tour. Robin Tower. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I always get confused. I know them, but like I.
They're actually like doing these. They play
before a Giants game late in the season. Yeah. Down on the
Robin Trower.
Yeah, Trower.
Yeah.
You're right, before in the first place. I think I miscorrected you.
So, they're doing it, and you know they're not this is the thing. People always talk about like does Fresno's never, or at least, you know, in the group of people that I am around, there's often a lot of talk about like, oh, Fresno's never had like that one breakout.
What's this group?
You're in the group, stupid. Oh, okay. Come on. But Fresno's never had, you know, a breakout kind of artist, like, you know, and someone who was like,
for Sean, though.
Well, I mean, we do, yeah.
Excluding for
but,
Sean.
My point is, but we have a lot of these, and right now there's a few of them, but a lot of these guys who are just like, they're just doing it, and it might be on a lower, on a smaller scale.
He's doing it, but I think here is what we need to see, definitively say a Fresno band has made it. We need to see him on a major night talk show. We need to see him on Letterman.
Conan. I think Conan's our best bet.
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
Does Carson Daly still have a show?
He might. It's a different kind of show.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, one of these shows, we need. If a Fresno band on there and people, then boom, it is. It's over. Call it. That person's made.
All right. I'm gonna work to see that.
Need to see.
Who could that be? Strange Vine would definitely, I think, do good on one of those kind of shows.
Yeah, they're not there yet though. Once they're done with this album, because they've been working on an album, if that album gets out there and gets review, gets it, I can see that as a possibility. All
right. We'll look for it. In the meantime, they're the band of the episode.
Yeah,
they could be the band of the episode. Every
congrats,
episode,
Strange Vine.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're just like yes.
Yeah,
can you believe this?
They're so happy. They're gonna post it up on their Facebook or whatever from New York or wherever they're at. I can't remember Alabama or something.
Alabama.
They're someplace crazy.
They're in Arkansas.
There it is.
Last time they're in Little Rock.
Yeah. So, as you want to keep with local bands,
We like to talk about media and radio in particular.
Oh yeah,
and a local legend is leaving Fresno for good. Yeah. Jen Lip
of the
from the Front Row.
Front Row
KRZR,
and then
was gone
everywhere. Right,
and she's been on KMJ.
KMJ,
the most recent
John and Jen show.
Yeah, the morning show for KMJ. Yeah. What's Brosky going to do without Jen Lip? I guess she's just leaving for her husband and she's just going to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yep, that's sort of, the word. They played it up big on KMJ, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they really...
She's been there for like a year and a half or something.
I didn't get to hear the whole, her whole spiel.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be on, she's on today is Thursday, so today and tomorrow Halloween is her last day, but... She had this whole spiel about, part of the reason that she's leaving is because California is such a crappy...
Oh, my God.
You know, one of those kind of things.
She did not.
She
did... Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
so happy.
Get the fuck out of here.
So happy.
Get the fuck out of here now. Oh, my God.
That kind of thing. Like, that's how they made it seem anyway, so...
Because of all these regulations, right, we have to leave. Really?
Well,
you're getting all regulated while you're hosting a radio show?
I think part of it, there was some sort of, health things with her son or something. I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but, obviously, she's gone. someplace else. Which, and you know, really. So I listen to John. So when I listen to KMJ. Typically, I don't listen a lot, but John and Jen, I'll catch sometimes.
Yep. Broski.
Ray. Although lately, and we could talk about this in a second. Lately, I've been having to turn him off. And then what's his name? Chris. Okay, Chris Daniel. Yeah. So John and Jen, they really kind of work as a team well because John seems very just like about everything. Like, you know, he'll like they'll be talking about something and he'll he seems very like hey, we're just talking about this and you know, I could go either way, you know. But Jen's very like the opinionated one and sometimes it feels like she's just like
doing it for real.
Yeah, like hey, like she knows what she's doing, which is cool. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, they are looking, I guess, for a replacement for her. Although I'm not sure. I'm sure he could do it on his own. But
Broski, I've heard Broski go solo.
Yeah.
I've heard Broski on my answering machine.
Whoa.
I used to live, my best friend worked at, this is way back in the day. I lived with my best friend. It was roommates. And he worked at KMJ. Uh-huh. He was a board op. For Ray.
Oh, okay.
And he hosted Radio Tradio.
Okay. I love Radio Tradio, man.
And so, like, he was, you know, whenever they needed a board op, like, they would call, and, like, Broski was running the show.
Yeah.
And Broski be leaving messages. Like, we'd be freaking, you know, drinking all night the night before, and, like, freaking 5 in the morning, there's a message from Broski. Derek, we need you to come in. Derek. It's just like, holy shit, that guy sounds freaking ruthless.
Yeah. Well, so it is, a loss for local radio?
No. Okay. I mean, I'm sure somebody's, sure somebody's going to miss her.
He's probably listening right now.
And yeah, I'm sure she's going to. She's like, I've been a big, loyal, flowing with famous listener since for 10 years now.
And this
now
is what you've done
this
to
is
me.
What you do to
throw
me
under the bus.
As I leave.
Throw me under the bus.
We had a, Dorktown had a long, had a, they were our early rivals, the front row.
Okay, okay.
And not that they knew they were rivals. We were like, you guys are our rivals. They were like, who are you?
Yeah, what?
And
podcast?
We celebrated once. The front row disbanding, we celebrated as if we broke them up. But.
And now you drove her out of California.
Ooh, so wait for the next time, next Dorktown. Oh, man. Next Dorktown has Joshua T. on it.
Yeah, we'll talk all about it. And Hillary Malvo.
Ooh. Lady.
Yeah. You know, radio, here's the thing about radio, though. How long
it's
has she been on?
Racket.
Yeah, how long has she been on radio in this in Fresno?
Like 20 years, I think, or something.
That's
like that.
Amazing.
That is,
you know,
it's impressive.
And I mean, she's been everywhere.
She's a professional broadcaster,
but that's you know that's what the job is.
I challenge her to do a podcast.
There you go.
She's going to be at home now with the kids.
Right.
You can podcast,
Mommy Cast.
I do it. You wait for the kids to go to bed and podcast. That's what I do.
Yeah. So yeah,
Mommy
there
Cast, a conservative,
yeah,
a California hater cast.
There you go. Ooh, man, that would go over well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's off the air.
There you go. See you later.
I'll come back and let you know. We'll update you when they found a replacement.
Yeah. Oh, and I heard the Blaze has a new like local morning show, or I don't know if it's local. They have a new morning show.
I believe it is local.
Okay,
but like I could be wrong. People? I could be wrong.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. I remember hearing C-Man. Wow. I'm just not, I don't pay enough attention.
Let's see what they're doing.
But yeah, they have a new local. There's still a hole.
Still hanging on.
There's still a hole there somewhere that I think that hasn't been tapped. A certain type of show that I think would do really well.
On radio.
Yeah.
Tough.
So
I only listen for sports talk now.
Right, right.
And I'll have KFSR on. oh, in yeah, the KFSR, evenings here right? in the studio.
Yeah.
Especially Saturday nights, nine to midnight. Saturday nights, nine to midnight. Let me ask you this.
Went to the Span Spec Festival several weeks ago now, and saw this band, South Valley band, Catharsis.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Do you know
I haven't
them?
Seen them. I know them. I haven't seen them. Good?
Great A. Great A stuff. Really, so...
To see them.
They were really cool. What I enjoyed about them is metal bands can tend to be loud to an extreme level where it's actually like you can't enjoy the music or even really get to appreciate what they're doing because... They're so loud, right?
They have a tendency to turn up the guitars way too much, and
everything just
sort of the vocals just get lost, and
even like the intricacies of the
guitar
music
playing
itself
get lost. They're just like they just want to turn everything up, right? It's like, dude, I can hear you.
These guys really seem to. I mean, and it could be the it was obvious the sound guy, you know, the guy who was running the sound for the event. But the band itself really seemed to understand, like, the levels that they needed to be at and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And the show was just, I mean, they were great. They were a local metal band, but, like, I felt like the performance was on par with a lot of sort of the big name metal bands that I've seen.
Mm.
So I thought they were really cool.
Catharsis.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Speaking of local metal bands.
Metal.
There was a band back in I don't know, 90s called Grip.
Yeah.
GRYP.
They were pretty big.
They
were like probably the biggest rock band around during their era.
Christian metal. Mm-hmm. New metal? Was it?
But
new
they yeah, metal? But they like they kind of cross boundary like
cross.
You know, you didn't have to be a Christian to like them kind
right,
of thing.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But they were Christian based metal.
Now, and I'll explain why we're talking about them in a second. Were they ever approached or did they ever have a record deal? Did they ever
I think they did.
They
I
did.
Say, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But it seems like they were like, and they had a tour.
They were being talked about.
Yeah, it
something.
Was like okay. they were in that ballpark of getting signed, and they were pretty big. And then it just like fell apart,
so,
I guess.
There was this band, that was the name, right? That was the name of the band, was Grip. Their singer was a guy named Curtis Shamlin.
Right.
Curtis Shamlin, after he, I'm setting this up as if, like it's some. He started working at Fresno Unified, and most recently was a principal at Tioga.
Tioga
Middle School. I say most recently because
no
he is now
with the brewery.
On paid administrative leave.
Uh-oh.
Because he used Fresno Unified Computer Systems to write a book. He wrote this 80-page autobiography called...
80 page?
80 pages.
Okay.
Page turn.
Is that a book?
The Rock and Roll Principle.
That's like an EP.
The Rock and Roll Principle. He wrote it in 5 days. I'm reading this from the Fresno Bee.
Right.
He wrote it in 5 days using a district-issued tablet. Then he sent an email.
He wrote it on a tablet?
I guess so.
No wonder it's only
80
pages.
Then he sent an email to his friends and staff encouraging them to buy it for $20. Now,
whoa!
I guess this is against...
That's a lot.
yeah, right. This is against the school's policy.
Yeah, doing private work on company time and
a
school district computer.
It doesn't say that he did it on company time.
Hmm.
And I don't think that the question is, let's see if they have a... Yeah, so the District spokeswoman Michelle Golden said they don't take issues with the content of the book necessarily, but with the misuse of district resources, including using computers and accessing external stakeholder data and internal employee and district data for personal financial gain. So I think they just had a problem with like sending. And I mean, that makes sense. Like if I wrote a book and then, you know, sent an email out to all my contacts you know, and said,
all your work through your week work email.
Right.
Sending all the other worker emails like, hey, man, check this thing out I did on the side.
Yeah.
And that's just not, you don't do that.
So, and he's on administrative leave, obviously. Doesn't want to come back to the job because he feels like he's been wronged.
Okay.
And so he's...
oh, no.
So he's going out to do this, I guess, put together like a Christian musical punk band and kind of sell his book. Okay.
Good luck with that.
So, you know... I read the story, found it interesting because the guy was in Grip, and you know I'd seen the band, you know,
they're a good band,
and so I thought that was part was interesting. I also found it slightly odd that like he had worked there at Fresno Unified for a long while and at Tioga for several years, and this they put him on administrative leave for this. And that seems a little weird to me. And I mean, maybe it's just my like laissez-faire attitude about things. Yeah. But like, it doesn't. I'm not really sure. It seems like there would be more to the story, right?
I think
that there's more to the story.
That's what if at my company that somebody did something like that. You get a few days off without pay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You get a few days off without pay. I think that's proper.
I would not do this myself.
If you're using company a school district, I call it company. Company, you know,
assets, yeah.
To do something private, then you're going to get in trouble for
All right. So anyway, he doesn't want to go back. So the Fresno Bee story was pretty straightforward. They talked to him, they set up the whole thing. And, you know, it's interesting. Then I read this other story. It's on yourcentralvalley.com. And
that's the real media, Josh. You Fresno Bee guys just gloss over the story, man.
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm saying it, bro.
Okay. The story that they have sort of paints him in a different light.
Uh-oh.
Curtis Shamlin has been principal at Tioga Middle School for 4 years. Last week, he finished what he describes as a Christian book about his life, a book he says he didn't write, God did. I think it's a masterpiece. If God's going to have his name on something, he's going to make it good, Shamlin said. Okay, so then he goes out, and then it talks about, you know, all this stuff. Then at the end of it, it says, I'm glad Shamlin says he doesn't want his job back. Now he has plans to go on tour with his Christian punk band and promote his book. I'm glad it happened. Let's just say that I don't think it's Hanson, and that's the superintendent. Hanson, the board, or HR that's doing this. It's Satan.
Whoa.
Shamlin said.
Uh-oh. Shamlin's in for a battle then. He's battling Satan.
Like... And I don't want to disparage anyone's faith or anyone's, you know, belief in the you know, I have talked in my job to many people who believe that there is a calling, that they're doing what they're doing because they've been called upon by God or you know, that they have been touched by, you know, this thing. I've never heard this kind of talk before, you know. I mean, it just this story at least paints a kind of different picture for me.
Yeah, it's a little kooky.
So, anyway,
hey
that's,
man, I guess he's happy.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know,
he's gonna go touring with his Christian punk band, Battling Satan.
Yeah,
and he'll be better off than being a principal at a middle school. Apparently.
I mean, yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway, yeah.
good luck to him. Story. Godspeed.
is this, and another, we talk about this because we talk about Fresno media stuff, but it seems like this is the type of story that that only happens in Fresno. Do you think it happens in other cities, and we just don't know because we don't live there?
Yeah, I think so, because, like, I think this kind of goofy
like, how
stuff,
could it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to, like, maybe not this exact kind of thing,
right,
but, like,
equally
something that fits Reno.
Right.
This stuff, something like this happens.
Because I just feel like someone, if someone came in and read that, they would, like, from out of town or something, they would just be like, what is going on?
What's going on
here
in this town?
Yeah. Anyway.
Dude, I'll bet you there's some weird ass shit in Portland we don't hear about. Portlanders don't let out.
That's probably true. Call in and let us know. Right in. Yes.
One thing that did get out there before we get to the national audience on Jimmy Kimmel, our local hero that pulled the man out of the fire.
Yes.
He had a burning building. It was just like this classic, like, what would you do
and
if somebody was inside a house, and a burning building, and everyone's like, there's a man inside there.
Now,
and this guy just goes in there. Puts him on his shoulder.
Is this the video where Jesus' face?
Yeah, and now the story has taken on a different life now.
Because
this, before it was like this guy came in. This old man was in the house, and there's a lady that, in the video, you hear the lady's like, there's somebody still inside.
Right.
And then you see this guy, like,
he just
freaking
goes,
like it's Hollywood written.
Yeah.
Guy comes out of the smoke with the guy,
with
on,
the guy
shoulder,
on his shoulder,
puts him on the lawn, says, all right, take it easy.
Fireman's
everything looks like it's cool. I'll see you later. And they tracked him down, found him, and and he
was on Jimmy Kimmel.
They brought him to the studio to say, hey, do you want to see Jimmy Kimmel? And he's like, oh, that's cool. And they just give him tickets.
Yeah.
And so he thinks he's just getting tickets to see show, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's total. But Jimmy like talks about the story and then points him out in the audience and actually talks to him for a few minutes.
And then he got to meet Tommy Lasorda or something too.
Yeah, and he's a big Dodger fan.
That's awesome.
And so he pulled him on stage. The guy didn't know this was happening. And he's like, guess what? And Tommy Lasorda comes out, and the guy was just like, holy shit. And it was cool. And like, it was fun to have a late night talk show host talking about Fresno, and there was zero jokes about
Fresno.
Right,
it wasn't,
there was not one joke about Fresno.
How
just
could
like
you joke about
good.
That?
Yeah.
Until the
and he was
of
like
Jesus.
A cool dude, too. He was just like,
But then today, or yesterday.
But yeah, now that story dies down.
That story
dies
down.
And then it comes
down.
Back
because
as a different
in the
different
video,
thing.
There's smoke rising from, because obviously there's a fire. In the smoke, you can see the face of Jesus. Now, the first time I saw it and I watched it, there's no Jesus.
I saw a face, though.
Yes. Then I saw just a still.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, well, that's definitely... it could be the devil. We don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of religious talk.
Where was the grip guy? He should have been there.
Wow, religious talk in this episode. Anyway, no.
Now you got me fired, Satan, and now you're trying to burn this building.
Anyway,
oh damn you!
Have you been watching Constantine? Have you seen Constantine?
I haven't seen it yet. I enjoy the comic.
Yeah.
I have some issues with Constantine. I like the Keanu Reeves movie of it. I didn't mind that movie.
Well, this is, and I don't want to get too into the away from Fresno.
We're getting away from Fresno.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Don't do it.
All right, back to Fresno. What do we got?
That's what we got.
That's
we're
it.
Done. Oh, have you been to anything cool? Have you been to Pyology yet?
Have not.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's the Chipotle of pizza. Pyology.
You know, Chipotle is awesome. Not everything needs to be Chipotle.
Right.
You
know what, though? I do, not that I don't like Chipotle, I like it. I tried to go there tonight, and there was the line was at the door.
Oh,
I was no.
Not going to do it.
I was like, no, daughter, we're not going there.
Right.
And
what's wrong with just normal pizza? Like, you go to a pizza place, you sit at the table, they bring you a pizza that's too big for you to eat.
You're sounding old, like, Josh. Yeah! In my day, you just sat in a pizza parlor.
In my day,
gave me a pepperoni and you just ate it.
In my day, the pizza parlor had like a Bronken Bowl set up in the
Bronken
and video bowl. Games in the back, and yeah. it was we were
happy,
like dead people,
and it stank, and nobody wiped the tables down, and right, we liked it.
It was there was sticky with the beer.
Sticky beer tables from 3 days ago.
And it wasn't good beer. It was just whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just Miller.
It was what, and no one cared. They were like, this is
Pictures of Miller
great.
And pizza, and like, this is life.
Yeah.
This is the life.
And now there's paddling.
Biology.
Get out
you
of
You can
here,
build pile. Your own pizza. What kind of toppings you want on this pizza?
I mean, if they do, they do pesto because I really
I think they do different. I'm not sure pesto, but they do different like butter, garlic butter. Would you like garlic butter?
If and they talk like
I'd
that,
be like, no,
you haven't even been there. How do you
I'm
know?
I'm just imagining. Right. That's probably like that.
We'll have to go.
Oh,
and,
sir, would you like garlic butter? I mean, I probably don't want garlic.
You're too
okay.
You're too chipper.
Nothing extra. The only thing I don't like about Chipotle. Style is like it's like bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna sound like the owl man. It's just like, and then like they're going so fast, like they'll f it up
right
once in a while, and then like orders start like piling up on each other.
Right.
Like, is this yours? By the way,
my like problem with Chipotle
too fast
is
pace, man. Chill.
I just I it's hard for me to understand what's happening. Like. You know,
that's
because there's so many
pace.
Right, and there's so many choices, and it's like, look, I just want a burrito,
dude.
I don't care, you know. Give me a carnitas or asada. You know, I don't need.
And I have to tell them like three different times. They're like, "What kind of meat? Asada." Okay, and then like, what kind of meat do you want? Asada.
You want cheese? Yeah, dude.
What kind of meat? Asada. Oh, okay.
So Piology is opening in the has opened in the Fig Garden Village. Seems to be doing well. They're going to have like 30 more of them at some point in Fresno, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's more coming.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
It's that whole thing, man. Everyone, we're all it's these freaking millennials.
These damn millennials, and their alternative ways of eating.
All obsessed with like everything has to be my way. This is why, and I read this article about how McDonald's is doing so terrible because, and they're actually trying to like slowly change this, but they're doing terrible because it's just a burger. You can't do anything with it, and millennials don't like that. They like to be like, I want a burger with.
But they got jalapeno burgers at McDonald's now. That's probably why the millennials,
right? Freaking millennials.
That's like, they should have a millennial menu.
Hey.
Does In-N-Out have a secret millennial
menu?
Probably.
Probably.
You damn millennials. Hey, I did see one in reference.
I saw a millennial walking around.
I saw a millennial today walking around with their all strutting like their big stuff. No, I saw a thing which relates to something we always reference, biking. We always like to talk about biking.
I do.
Millennials are using cars less.
Yes, I saw that. So excited about
they
that.
They use cars less.
Good.
So they're a little bit more into biking and using public transportation than we were.
They're going to be so sad in about
when they realize that fruit doesn't have a road diet. When they're like, damn it, I wish this starter fruit had a road diet. Yeah,
they should all call their councilman, be real mad.
Supervisor, county supervisor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or no,
it was
a councilman.
The supervisor was
the
all
the shiny head councilman dude was like, I sat on the side of the road for like 2 hours. I didn't see any bikes.
We'll have to talk. There's some today, actually, they had a council meeting, for the city council meeting. It sounded like there were some interesting developments that were happening. So the Fulton Corridor kind of stuff.
Fulton Corridor.
We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, you mean where the mall is?
Right. The street.
No, it's a mall, bro.
Not anymore.
Nah, we'll see.
So, no, the judge actually...
I'll believe it when I see it.
The judge just actually
It's the millennials.
Turned down... you know, they had sued to a group had sued.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And the judge said,
Yeah, there we go. We got some football talking.
So,
the judge bounced that out and said, nah, get out of here with that. So, yep, Fulton Mall, Fulton Mall's going away, yeah. Maybe.
So,
we'll see.
I guess it's, so that's it. We did some, yep. We did pretty good.
We're back.
We'll have
hopefully we'll get back on a little regular schedule. We'll just see. Subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to the flowing with the famous,
right.
Just subscribe, and then you can, the flowing with the famous. Sorry, I got Bill Cosby there.
Yeah. I was going to do it, and see, then I just stopped myself.
You've actually talked to Bill Cosby.
I did.
So you should know. Does he talk like that on the phone?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes. No, that is 100%. You know who I talk to? Mostly it's me name dropping, but it's also real funny, is Zach Wilde, who plays guitar for Ozzy Osbourne and Black Label Society.
Yep.
He was part of this
he's got that Jimi Hendrix target.
Jimi Hendrix tribute that was going to town.
Oh, okay.
And I called him, and he answers the phone like, "Hey!" Like this crazy voice. And then I'm like, "Hey, is this Zach?" And he's like, "Hey, man, how's it going?"
They just,
and I was like,
pulls it back down.
Okay, hey, man.
Let's go ahead.
No, he was real funny. And I'd heard that he was a joker, you know, like interviews that I had read other people had done.
Yeah.
That he was real funny. And apparently so.
Damn.
There it is. That's just me name dropping.
He brought it.
All right, so let's go ahead. We'll plug it up.
Yeah, plug it up.
I can't believe that. Anyway, we're gonna do some plugs.
Yeah.
You'll start.
Plug it up.
How about you start?
Oh, as always, the Dorktown Network of podcasts.
All of them.
Appreciate them. Yeah. Love them. Subscribe to them. Tell all your friends and family enemies.
Do
about the Dorktown Network shows.
Are there other? And I'm sure there are. Podcast networks like Dorktown around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's several. There's many.
Yeah.
Probably not as small.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, so most of them are
doing better. But, no, I think our quality level is higher.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's some networks around, you know, indie networks, because we're a little indie network.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of indie networks around that just, like, take anybody that wants to be in the network. They're like, "Can we be in your network?" They're like, "Yes." And they have, like, no, like, quality level.
Right.
But,
because we here at Dorktown Network.
They're all out of the same studio here, so. I am.
You mean, like, actual sound. You don't mean quality.
No, I don't mean sound quality. I mean, yeah, content.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, yeah, just everything.
Probably both, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. But there's some that are just like, whatever, we'll take you.
Okay.
And then it just kind of...
Because it always seemed to me like a pretty cool thing that we have that's sort of unique to...
Yeah.
At least Fresno. But.
It's, you know, at least there's a little bit of a community we have. And
we're not making any money.
Nope. One day we'll have a Patreon page. At least the Perfect Pour might start a Patreon page.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then, you know, and then we can just like, hey, if you want to support what we're doing, go to the Perfect Pour's Patreon and
that's great.
Give us some money. So we're, but I gotta get it all set up properly.
Okay.
I don't want to half-ass it. So.
So Dorktown Network of podcasts, Perfect Pour, Dorktown, which is the OG
Variety. OG you and Hillary, you're going to be on the next Dorktown.
That is correct.
If you're listening to this now, wait a couple days and there'll be a Dorktown.
Listen to more of us. I will not be so talkative.
Oh yeah. We'll see.
And then the Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
Which is a
Harrison Ford podcast. Of course.
Give me the update. Where are you at now?
We just did Frantic.
Okay.
And now we're going to be doing Working Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Working Girl. That's, yep. Yep.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's a classic.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so I'm excited to watch it again and talk
about
it.
And is that how it works then? You'll sit down, you'll watch the film
again?
Yeah,
well, me and Trent's out there in Phoenix, and I'm here. And then we watch the movie, because we are both equally Harrison Ford fanatics. So we have like everything except for like the last like 5-8 years or so, they've kind of been like spotty. But like from that era where Harrison Ford was like the man, I have all the movies, Trent has all the movies, so we watch them and then, you know, we talk about them.
Okay.
Every episode, a movie at a time.
There you go. And it is as thrilling as it sounds.
It's exactly that. If you want to nerd out about that a particular Harrison Ford movie, that is your podcast.
Do you have people who listen? I don't mean that in a bad way.
There are people, yes.
Okay. Because I'm sure, there are people who are...
The statistics show people are listening to it.
All right.
There's not a lot of feedback, but...
Anything else that you'd like to plug?
Nah, dude. Fresno. Go love Fresno.
There you go. Fresno. I will plug myself, obviously, and my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. You can read my column on Fridays. I write... about a whole host of things.
All kinds of shit.
Officially the music reporter, so that's what you'll see me mostly talk about.
Friday's B, just buy it. Buy the physical B.
Yeah,
and
do
look
it.
In the seven section. Right there, boom, column. I'm Joshua Teehee.
And then, you know, I'm in a rock and roll band called It'll Grow Back that we talk about all the time here on the show. And I'll plug that as well. You can find us on Facebook.
You're no grip, but you do what you can do.
And whatnot. I think that's it. So, you know, thanks to everyone who has supported us, shares our tweets and whatnot. I see that happening sometimes.
Flowing with Pod
on Twitter.
Appreciate the retweets. Appreciate any interaction or anything you can tell anyone about Flowing or go review us on iTunes
and
whatever you can do.
And if you have something that we need to be talking about,
any friends and stuff, you're like, hey, you guys should be talking about this.
Yeah,
and we're like, yeah, we should be.
Right, because we, Clovis, for instance.
we
don't talk enough about Clovis.
I got a good Clovis joke in on the Fresno.
Nice.
Twitter feed at the Fresno. That's my sort of personal Twitter feed.
I'll just go read it. Or do you want to tell
It was weird. There was one day in Fresno, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, where like for a few hours, and apparently this was all over town.
Okay.
Where it smelled livestock.
Right, okay, yep.
It smelled like just huge livestock smell.
I remember that day.
And like I went out of the house, I'm like, why does it smell like cow shit or something? And like, I'm like, guy, I hope that's not my house. Like, and I drove and picked up dinner, and where I went to pick up dinner, same smell.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's weird. I went back home, I got on Twitter, I'm like, I'll bet there's something going on Twitter. Right. And sure enough, people are like, what's with the smell? What's going on with the smell? So I said, man, Fresno smells pretty bad right there, right now. We must be downwind from Clovis.
That's brilliant. I think I read that one now, actually.
Yeah, see. So then, I don't know. Do you think it's from that dog food plant that's out on the end of Palm?
No. That's a whole other type of disgusting smell.
So it's like, the equestrian place, the stables at Fresno State.
Okay.
I think sometimes they can do that.
But that's it really was.
The stables, but they have livestock at Fresno State too.
They do, yeah.
So is that big enough to get a whole smell?
I don't know.
Throughout the city?
I do remember that though. I remember seeing several tweets of people being like, did some sort of sewer main break in.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. Like by the nightfall.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So anyway, thanks again for listening. Hey. We'll leave on that number. And I'll count it out with a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.